today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
I will attempt to do this over the weekend for Monday's show. Hold my feet to the fire on this one. Did you get your audio? I will attempt to record a battle between Winslow and Frankie. I'm going to tell you
something. What are they fighting about?
Politics.
The IQ level, if you had to guess, so the people that don't understand what 6 feet is or six people at a table.
Yeah, the power of six.
Yeah. When you see them, do you immediately judge their intelligence or their level of inebriation?
You sort of develop a sixth sense. You can sort of see them coming. And I don't know if it's intelligence or being inebriated.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Welcome to the Mike O'Mara Show. I've been a fan of Duck Dynasty for a long, long time, and let me
what
jump right in here.
What is the matter with you?
We're taping very early, and it's time for the TMOS Talking Head. Always, what has developed into one of my favorite parts of the program. Let me bring our Talking Head in right now. His name, Hank Upton. Hank is a 25-plus year listener who first discovered the show in his Montgomery County fourth grade carpool. Wow.
Nice.
Man, I don't worry about feeling old anymore because I'm past that.
Right.
Somebody could say that now who was 70. You know what I'm saying? He was 9. Hank is 35. He lives in Columbia Heights. That is a very nice suburban name. Where are you from? I live in Columbia Heights. I know Columbia Heights. Nice neighborhood. It's a Washington, D.C. neighborhood with his wife of 3.5 years, Casey, and his two cats, Toby and Home Run Champ. We'll ask him about that. He is a bartender at D.C.'s The Midlands Beer Garden, where they are surviving despite COVID-19 and idiots. He plays bass and was a touring musician for 15 years, playing 200 nights a year in venues ranging from the Whiskey A Go-Go, the Whiskey out in L.A.,
neat,
to pig farms to a ski slope. He has a... many tour stories, including one requiring 12 stitches in his ass. Wow! Thanks to a rich girlfriend at age 17 and while high on cocaine, he spoke to Henry Kissinger in a palace? Wow, this is...
the story that got him on the show. If you want to know what sizzles...
He once cocaine called the Larry King Show. He was 10 and spoke with Hank Aaron on air. This is a good bio. And he is the one that called our attention to Horny Bob Spiewak's creepy likes page on Facebook. That he deserves a medal for. Let's say hi to Hank Upton. Hank, thank you for coming on the show. Thank you.
Hank,
how are you,
not
my friend?
He's not a morning guy, so we really appreciate him accommodating this early start.
Well, we're taping at 7:30 a.m., and I'm a little logy too, Hank. Had some of the neighbors over for a little vino last night. How are you, Hank? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, as you could infer from those factoids, I'm not the biggest morning person.
Do you still play? Do you still play bass at all?
Yeah, obviously, Plague World has shut down all the live music for the moment. But yeah, I'm just doing bartending to get some more cash for my khaki pants. You know,
so much to ask you about, but I got to jump right in with Rob. Might have been reacted towards the. The calling Larry King or the high on cocaine spoke to Henry Kissinger. I'm curious about Horny Bob Spiewak calling our attention to Rob's dad and his creepy likes on Facebook. Pretty interesting, isn't it? He's very active, isn't he, Hank? He's very active on Facebook.
Literally every single thumbnail was straight out of Pornhub. It was quite remarkable. It didn't take much.
Nice.
You see, I didn't know you could go to someone and just like look at all their likes, and it really does give you a summation of the person. And when I went to my dad's, it was scary.
Well, your father though is. Go ahead, Hank. Sorry.
No, I was just saying. At first, I thought he was just really into bodybuilding.
Oh, he's something else. We love him. And, you know, and Horny Bob Spiewak, by the way, likes a lot of other things, too. But he's very active when it comes to lovely ladies. And
yay, you know, for ladies is what my dad would say.
Yay for well, any hot woman, you know, has any accomplishment. Any woman at all that has any accomplishment, it's always yay for Wendy, yay for this, yay. He likes saying yay, which is really, you know, come do me, is what that's all about. But anyway, he's very active.
But so, you can't write that.
So you started as a youngster listening a long, long time ago, and you've been doing it for a very long time.
Yes, and I have to tell you, you know, there are those things you latch on to as a kid, art or comedy or whatever it is, that sort of become part of your formative years and sort of shape the way you see things. And you definitely shaped my sense of humor for the better. So I thank you for that.
Oh, that's nice of you. I hope that was all that we did, because there were some very, very strange ideas over the years that have been expelled on this show quite a bit. So how did you, when you did the touring thing, that is that's the outlier for me. When you're on the road and you're playing that many nights a year, that is a lifestyle. That is something that, you know, I had a weekend warrior band, DJ band, and that beat the crap out of me. Just doing that on like Fridays and Saturdays, I can't imagine what it was to do that and travel all around the country. It had to be, I mean, if you're a young enough guy, it had to be fun, but that's a different world, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a lot of fun. It's incredibly exhausting, but it's also, you never really know what's going to happen on a daily basis. Everything can go right or wrong in myriad ways.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's interesting that way.
It
was a lot of fun. I could not do it now, certainly. I could do it at 23.
I think I was doing it when I was in my 30s, and that was but I wasn't on the road. So did you tour with you know, did you open for bands? Did you do regular bar gigs? What kind of touring did you do?
We did everything. We started at house parties, and then you go to venues, and then you put out your own record, and you start trying to open for other bands. And we really did take basically any gig that we could get. You know, that pig farm gig you mentioned, I remember that because there was a probably 800-pound dead sow right across the porch from where we were playing. And whatever they agreed to pay us, they were a little short. So they made up the difference in a bag of assorted pills.
Dealer's choice, is that what it was? Dealer's choice for that?
Yeah,
oh my God.
Whatever they had laying around.
Wow.
But then, you know, we played the word. I played to a single dog, and I played to 10,000 people. You know,
you played to a single dog. Did you have it wasn't just you, though, was it, Hank? Did you have the whole band with you when you're up on stage?
We were playing upstairs at a frat party, and everybody was up there, and we started playing, and I think the kegs got delivered. And then next thing you know, it was just the dog howling at us while we played.
Sunnier days, my friend. Sunnier days. So, Larry, I'm trying to think. You're at your age. So you called. Did you call Larry when he was on CNN, or did you call him on his radio thing?
On CNN.
Wow.
And he made the TV show. Awesome.
The TV show, yes.
That's a big deal. And then you were obvious. He was 10 years old. And how was that? Was he talking to Hank Aaron when you called?
Yeah, well, it was Hank Aaron, Brooks Robinson, Yogi Berra, and Joe Garagiola were all on.
That for me as an old baseball guy, that would have been special.
The weird thing is that it was election coverage. That was a surprising thing.
Shut up, Rob. I'm trying to do an interview here. It's early in the morning. God. Our election coverage with Joe Garagiola. How do you think John Kerry's looking tonight? How's that going? What's happening with that one? So you got through, and that had to be. So you were a very gutsy lad, and you liked your media.
Yeah, and I think I don't think many 10-year-olds call up Larry, so I think they were eager to just shove me on the air.
a young demo, go.
Exactly.
That's so very cool.
Yeah, I got to ask Hank Aaron, if you started your career today, do you think you'd have done as well as you did back then?
And that's a good question.
Yeah, he was stumped, and then Joe Garagiola went on a rant about how players have guaranteed contracts, and they're all wusses now. And then they went to commercial.
So you got a little content for Larry out of that, and you got him to bitch. That's an accomplishment right there. Now, working as a bartender, you're in the middle of, as my daughter is, you know, this is a decimated area of the economy right now. How are you holding up in your D.C. location right now? How is that working for you guys?
We're lucky we have a really big outdoor patio because we're a beer garden.
Awesome.
So we have more space than most, but it is kind of, it's still bizarre. You know, we have all the masks and the social distancing and the contact tracing. We explain it to everyone and then they promptly forget it the moment they sit down. and then you sort of have to play bar cop the rest of the time.
Oh, it's such an added hassle for you guys. So you see the many faces of how people are perceiving this pandemic and how they're taking it seriously. The first time I became aware of, especially like a watering hole, where protocols over in Bar Harbor, where they did a really, really good job, and there is a lot of outside seating. And what Hank's talking about, if you don't know, is that they did at places up in Maine. You'll roll into a joint and they get your phone number. That's mm-hmm. it. They get your phone number. You sit down and they write your phone number down. So if one of their, bus boys comes out and he's got the COVID, they can call you and let you know. That's really just to keep people safe. It. Contact trace. Make sure you do the right thing at that. And how do you find that there's resistance to all of it? Or is it primarily the masks that people get their tie ties and a ringer about?
There isn't resistance so much as obliviousness. Because,
mm-hmm.
They'll listen and then you get a couple drinks in them and then they're standing up and switching tables. And people have problems with the number six, whether it's 6 feet or six people. This seems to confuse them.
Six is hard.
But at least it's outside. I'm down here. Even the couple we had come over last night, I'm just mindful of everybody and where they're going and when they're saying they're sitting down. And Carla and I over the summer probably rolled into one place inside, but it was mass, plexiglass, everything 6 feet apart, and Maine. So, I mean, we were cool. But by and large, my rule of thumb is any kind of dining out. It's prerequisite. It kind of has to be outside. And if it's outside, I feel more comfortable with that. And, it's all over the place. You know, yes, Oscar Santana, he has his hand up. Good morning, Oscar. Good early morning. How are you doing? I know you're a morning person. How are you doing this morning?
Texting Pony a fury of just things he's done wrong already at 7:30.
Really? I thought everything was so smooth on the show today.
Don't get happy.
Really?
No, the show sounds great. No. It's just operations
overall. Tell me we haven't been recording anything.
No, it was fine. It was fine.
All right, very good.
That aside, welcome, Hank. I wanted to ask you, the IQ level, if you had to guess, of the people that don't understand what 6 feet is or six people at a table.
Yeah, the power of six.
Yeah, when you see them, do you immediately judge their intelligence or their level of inebriation?
It's not. You sort of develop a sixth sense. You can sort of see them coming, and I don't know if it's intelligence or but you can see the people in line waiting, and you know that's going to be a problem. And it's a hard thing to put your finger on.
They're going to be a problem. Is it the same way you would look at, let's say, a patron, even before COVID-19, and be like, they're going to be a problem, even before they start drinking?
Yeah, you can spot them, right?
Yeah, you can see him coming. And also, if you've ever worked in the service industry and you've ever asked someone in the industry how they're doing and they say, I'm here, what that translates to is I'm considering throwing myself off the building.
So the Midlands Beer Garden, and by the way, we're giving a fine plug for them right now. Is that a good hang? Is it? What's your average demo? What kind of joint are we talking about here?
It's I was sort of a regular there before I started working there. It's young people. It's just a German style beer garden. It's a really nice place. It's a younger demo.
Are you working this weekend?
Oh yeah, I'm working tonight. Joy.
I love it. Are you going to get some sleep before you get out there? Are you going to go back to bed after you talk to us?
Shockingly, yes.
Maybe I'll take Shannon out there tonight. Do you allow dogs?
Yes, we do. We're very popular in that regard.
Oh, the toast.
I'm already jealous.
I'll take sand
toast. It's 7:30 in the morning. I'm already jealous of you with that. All right, I wanted the tour story that we have to get before we get you out of here. We have to get the story about 12 stitches in your ass. That jumps off the page. And then, Rob, I know you were interested in the, was it the Henry Kissinger in the palace?
The Henry Kissinger story has a wonderful backstory to it as well. So I think, both of them should be addressed.
Let's see if we can get stitches in the ass. Go. You're on, Hank.
So we're in Brussels. And and perhaps I had 5 or 6 high-gravity Belgian beers after a show. And we went to our hotel, and they had one of those, like a phone booth style, all glass shower.
Okay.
And I had locked myself in there with the big
guys. Into the shower?
Into the bathroom. Okay. Because the rest of the band's out there.
Okay.
And, they hadn't put a slip mat down, and I kind of banana peeled as I was getting out. And the tip of my elbow took out one of the panels of glass, which I fell backwards onto.
Here I was expecting a fall off the stage story. No, it was
no.
I got wasted after the gig, locked myself in the bathroom. I would imagine as you tore the blood vessels in your elbow and began to bleed profusely, the locking of the bathroom door might have proved problematic.
Well, yeah, the band heard the glass break, obviously. And then I was finding myself, naked on a pile of broken glass, but I have to get up to let them in. So, you're sort of trying to figure out how to get to your feet. Anyway, so I eventually get up and get a towel around myself. And they're like, dude, we need to look at your ass. We need to see if we need to take you to the hospital. And so then the next thing my friend said was, I can see muscle.
Oh, so the God. Initial break was not the bleeding point. It was landing in the glass. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And then a very lovely young Belgian nurse sewed me up at 2 a.m. and they gave me the glass as a souvenir that she removed from my ass. Still have that.
And nice. You still remember that she was hot.
Well, cool. I asked her if it was her first time.
What? Someone has.
Wow. All right. So what about Henry Kissinger? What's that?
Yeah,
story
and in a
about?
Word, if you could just give us a small backstory as to how you ended up in a palace at age 17.
So I happened to meet a girl I started dating from a very wealthy family. Her parents had the Wrigley's old apartment in Chicago.
Wow.
They had 3-story place on the Champs-Élysées.
Wow.
And so I found myself in Paris with her, and her mom was the chair of the Friends of Versailles that does the benefits to keep up the Palace of Versailles.
Yeah.
And they were having a fundraising ball, and I was the daughter's date.
Did the French mind that those people were always chewing gum? Sorry. I'm sorry. I had to put my Wrigley... I had to put my Wrigley joke in there with the Wrigley building.
I have another just rube question. Did you get free gum?
It wasn't just gum.
No,
that's
it wasn't.
The
no, they weren't the Wrigleys. They were in the residence of the Wrigleys.
Excuse
so they
me.
Didn't, yeah, there wasn't like miles of Big Red.
There was probably hidden gum somewhere if I had looked.
That is gum. All right, so you're in this amazing place
palace.
With this.
Yeah.
With
nice
this,
stack
with
of bricks.
Yeah, and my girlfriend at the time was something of a party girl, not a lot of parental supervision, Black American Express card.
Whoa.
So we get to this ball, and there's the glitterati, some of the Bush family's there.
Mm-hmm.
They're taking photos of everybody entering, and We go in and get a drink, and she's like, we need to find a place to do this cocaine. So brilliantly, she's like, we should go in the hedge maze. No one can see us in the hedge maze.
Oh, sure.
Very famous.
Yeah.
As one does. And so we go and we walk around the hedge maze. And I'd never done that drug before.
Uh-oh.
So I walk out probably chewing my face like Sam Kinison or something. And, we get back out. We have another drink. And she kind of disappears with some people. And someone comes and clinks a glass and says, all right, here come the cars to take us to the reception at the next part of the ball or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
The taxis to take you to a different wing of the palace. And so I walk out and I'm waiting. And I look to my left and I'm standing next to Henry Kissinger.
You're standing, let's just refresh. You're standing next to Henry Kissinger, having done a drug for the very first time that makes you, well, in many cases, confident and chatty.
Yeah.
All right, take it away.
Well, yeah. And so all I can think to say is, hey, you're Henry Kissinger. I hold my hand out and he shakes my hand and goes, hello. And, you know, you would think I would, you know, be super chatty and confident, but in my Maryland rube ass, all I came up with was, my name's Henry Poo.
Funny
all,
boy.
That's all I can manage. And then he walked off into his car.
Still counts. Still counts.
It counts. You know? Yeah.
Oh my God. You've lived a life. Well, we've been asking you everything. Is there any particular reason you wanted to do this? Just other than being a really a lifelong fan of the show.
I'm mostly just being a big fan. Also, just not for nothing, I wanted to put it out in the universe. I've never heard Charlie Stuang Stabilak talk up a record.
Okay. All right. Is that a request you're giving me now?
I just wanted to plant the seed in your head for one day.
Yes. His name's Henry, too.
All right, hold on.
Yeah. Let me see what I got.
You're Henry Kissinger.
You're Henry Boy, as well.
And you're catching me after we had guests over.
I'm Henry.
You know,
Mike, what is the magic of people knowing when to ask you to do Charlie is not a good time.
This
to
is
do
pain, Charlie.
This goes back a long time. This is, maybe Charlie is back to being sick, Charlie.
Minutes early. How you doing, Charlie Stuang Stabilak Show on a Friday Fest? Hope you got a big weekend planned. I'm going to be heading out to D.C.'s premier beer garden. I hope you join me at the Midlands Beer Garden this weekend. I'll be getting faced with Hank.
Sorry for the edit. It just sometimes you just have to say the S word. I'm sorry, but sometimes you. I was able to pull Charlie up. Charlie, well,
yeah,
you know what?
Worked.
Back in the day, I was also smoking, so it was not
but
good thing.
But invariably, if you had a night, there would be a Charlie interview booked. It's just the way the stars aligned.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it was always if I was coming in going, we're gonna do a Charlie bit today. I'm like, no, Charlie with his high voice. Is there anybody, before we cut you loose here, Hank, is there anybody you want to say hi to? Anybody, any message you want to get out there besides Charlie, who is thrilled? Aren't you, Charlie?
Yes, I am, Mike.
Well, thank you. Thank you for doing that. That made my year. Just hi to my wife, Casey, and my brother, Charlie. And I know my brother is also a huge fan, and I can still get, you know, we have so many one-liners from back in the day that I still get a laugh out of, so...
Well, keep on keeping on, and if you happen to be coming to our town and you're in D.C., go over and see Hank at the Midlands Beer Garden. He's a good dude, lived a lot of life. Kind of like, you know, the way I think. You know, live life, people.
Yeah.
Get out there and do things. Listen to what he's done with his life, Rob.
And
come
also,
on,
Mike,
go out of your house this weekend.
Yeah.
Keep the glass.
Do blow.
When you fall down, keep the glass. That's the
keep
thing.
The glass that comes out of your ass that happens to rhyme, so we gave him a pass. Anyway, that's it. Thank you, Hank Upton. We appreciate that. And good talking to you, my friend. Another fantastic Mike O'Mara Show talking head. Start the show, Rob Spiewak.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Next on Mike O'Mara, a Keith Morrison special investigation.
Elroy Valentine was an ordinary man who went out one day to catch a bass. But instead, he caught a case of murder. It's the mystery of the chopped up guy.
I was walking along the lake one morning, and I saw something floating on the surface.
Ah. Was it Wilson the volleyball?
No, it was an arm.
Ah. Did he slap you five?
No, it was a dead arm from a dead body.
Oh, that's terrible.
You seem kind of psyched.
No, I'm bummed.
Police suspected a local drifter named Diego Pops.
¿Qué pasa, Diego?
What can I say? I like to kill.
Kill like a comedian at the Apollo?
No, like murder.
Ah.
So I waited for Elroy, and when I saw him, I took a machete.
Oh, you gotta.
And I hacked him to death. No. And I'm the one who did it.
Yeah. Diego confessed, but let's ignore that. Because this is an hour show, so we've got to stretch this out. All right, Diego, tell me, did killing him get your rocks off?
No. You know, I'm not weird like that.
Not even a little?
Ah, what the heck, it got me off a little.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiegel, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike. Who would have thought that the TMOS Talking Head segment would be so consistently fun and so much fun. I should have known. It's just
you say, you know, and the best thing is the pre-interview, because when I get to like little mind them and we just mentioned, he says, oh yeah, and Henry Kissinger was there. I'm like, oh.
That is fuel. That is absolute fuel for doing this show for me when I just realize. It makes you realize the interesting people that enjoy what we do. We are delighted to have people on.
Why we
week.
Say that, you know, if you want to be a talking head, email me, Rob with two B's at MikeOmarishow.com. Who knows? You could be next.
Yeah, it's fun just to chat with people. I love it. We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMOS to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support of the program. If you're a newcomer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. Boone, North Carolina, Bellefonte, Pennsylvania, Tonkawa. Have I been pronouncing that one all wrong all week?
I've gotten five different pronouncers. I'm going to go with the one that I gave you because that's the person who submitted it.
That would be Tonkawa, Oklahoma.
Right. There you go.
Tonkawa.
Yeah.
Clovis, California, and Krakow, Poland, and East Flanders, Belgium. Hey, you want security? How about a Ring doorbell? This portion of our program brought to you by Ring. It's going to be a weird show. I'm going to warn everybody in advance. There are thousands of reasons why protecting your home is important. For me, it's my family, my overall peace of mind. That's why I love Ring. Ring protects every corner of my home. I'm going to just talk about the quality of Ring because I've had it now. I don't know how long I've had my my floodlight cam, but I think it's 3 years at least. And I haven't even changed a bulb in it. It's a floodlight camera. And it's a,
bulb.
If someone stops by, the thing goes on and I see him and it's great. Scare my sister. I love, there's so many things I love about it. And you've seen the Ring videos. Keep an eye on everything with Ring's easy to install indoor and outdoor cams. And to protect your whole home, you can do it with a Ring alarm, an affordable home security system you can easily install yourself. And the products last. They're well put together. They're the best in the industry. Get a special offer on the Ring Welcome Kit when you go to ring.com/TMOS. Here's what's in it. The kit has the Ring Video Doorbell 3 and Chime Pro. That is the perfect way to start your Ring experience. Plus, free 2-day shipping, which is fantastic. Go to ring.com/TMOS. That's ring.com/TMOS. And you'll love it. And I'm really, really pleased to be associated with that advertiser. Don't let them ever go away, Oscar. Ever.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ever, ever, ever.
Welcome
to the show.
You sound better than you think you sound.
No, I feel fine.
And how's your face?
Just what's that?
How's your face?
It moved, the inner ear thing on my left ear moved over to my right ear.
Oh, no.
How is that even possible?
I don't know, but it does. It hurts like the other one.
Oh,
but
no.
I'm taking the drugs, and I'm going to keep taking the drugs, and I'm not in more pain than I was last night. But, I mean, it's not going away like, you know how sometimes you'll have it might be a sinus infection,
sure,
an earache, mm-hmm, or whatever, and you get on those turbo roid, you know, the yep. Z-pack yep. for antibiotics yep. and all that, and then it's like gone right away, and you feel like you're taking the medicine for no reason, but you're supposed to,
mm-hmm,
and
right.
that's what I hoped for. That ain't the case. But I'll let you know on Monday. I think it's going to be fine. I think everything's going to be right with the world. We had our buddies over last night, and it is, how would I describe the climate that I'm living in right now?
Hot.
I am right now living in the late Chris Farley's boxer shorts on a 94-degree day.
Ooh.
It is every single day. And the last time we were in a weather pattern like this, I hate to say it, but I have to. I don't want to will anything
yes.
to happen, was when we had Irma 3 years ago, when it rained. If you're keeping track of the tropics, and you probably, if you're living in the Midwest or you're living somewhere, you probably don't care about the tropics like I do. I watch the tropics every day.
It's your favorite show.
Thank God, the one off the Carolinas, they just took off the map. So that's that one they don't have to worry. They're not watching that anymore. So now we're down to six. Count them, six systems in the Atlantic Ocean that we have to be aware of. Now, two of them, René and Paulette, they must have had a French person that was named them. They're going out to sea. And then, right around the Bahamas, today, there is a disturbance that's going to come across South Florida, but it's probably not going to amount to much of anything. And then there's another system that they have their eye on, and then they have this giant red cone, and they're talking about this unnamed system that we have to be very aware of. And on track, you pay attention to these people because they know what they're talking about. So it's a very, you know, the peak was yesterday. The September 10th is the peak of hurricane season. The curve for hurricanes is normally quite steep on the way down and a little slower on the way up. But
anything
it is 2020.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking November hurricane.
Yeah.
That's what I'm thinking.
The Christmas
gonna get
hurricane.
Extend the season. I'm doing some research here, Mike. It's currently right now sunny, and it's going to be a high of 66 in Hancock Point.
That's
so,
true.
Right.
And nice
right.
and cool. No hurricanes as I see right now.
Are you Florida, trying to make me feel bad about coming back here? If you are, it's working.
I'm looking at the weather for Fort Myers, and it's the same as the weather inside Andy Reid's face shield.
Oh, welcome back, NFL.
Good for him.
How about a decent game? Jesus Christ. You know what? Here's what I don't want.
It was fun to watch if you're a Chiefs fan.
It was not fun to watch. Yeah, if you're a Chiefs fan. I turned on the game. I turned it on 2 minutes to go in the first half. I'm like, hey. I got Bill Hader's voice going, hey, how about that? I'm like, hey, one, you know, down by a touchdown, Texans. Ooh, keeping it close. And then they just, it's almost like the will of the NFL good teams against bad teams.
Yeah.
You know, the voice comes down and go, you're too close. You're too close. Let Kansas City take over. And it's just, I get bored.
I want
a close game.
Did my bookie cover? I haven't even looked at my account yet. Yeah, right?
Oh, my God, yes.
I made money. Like, I put it back down. Yeah.
Do you know what? I'll talk about it. You know what pool I'm in? I'm not in any other football pool
this year. The one that gives you swimmer's ear?
That, too. I am in a pool now. It's called the 32. And My pool, it works like this. You put a fairly decent amount of money into this pool.
Right.
And every week, here's how it works. In your drawing, you get a team that you have for the whole season, or you're in the second drawing, which I was.
Right.
And you get every team that that particular team plays for the season. So, for example, in the first drawing, you'll get the New England Patriots.
Okay.
And you will have the Patriots for every game during the year. And if the Patriots score 32 points against any of their opponents, you win that week. Mm. And it carries over into the next week.
Okay.
It
and then are you eliminated if they don't?
No, you're not eliminated. That's
okay,
not the way
so
it
works.
Okay,
so it's like an ongoing scorekeeping deal.
Exactly. It goes to the end of the season, which makes it great because you can get the money can add up and add up because it rolls over. So you have the Patriots and they score 32 points during any game of the year. You're going to be in the money. In my case, I was in the second drawing. I drew the Chicago Bears and I have every single team that plays the Bears every week.
Oh, this is cool. Who thought
which
of this?
Could be great.
So, I don't know, but I've wanted, I have been trying for.
This
3 years
is a great idea
to get my buddy to get me into this pool, and there's never any room for it because it's so popular. Mm-hmm. And so finally, I'm in on this pool. And what's the
it is after all 2020?
Why are you using the dead side?
Well, it's COVID-19 in Florida.
Yes, someone needs to step aside
maybe
for someone to step in.
That's right. Although I will tell you, I'm not speaking out of school. Where I talked to one of the Cocoonvillites that got the COVID, mm-hmm. and here's the deal: had terrible gastrointestinal reaction from this as well as the lung stuff. And then I said, "How you doing?" And he said, "You know, the physical manifestations of this are it was rough. It was very very difficult. That's over now. My anxiety level is off the charts."
Mm.
And he's standing up there on the driving range. He goes, "And I'm actually shaking." You know, they talk about how many things we don't know about this particular. If you watch Chris Cuomo on CNN, he's very good about discussing,
making
veiled references to all the other symptoms that have happened. I mean, this thing gets into your brain. Yeah. This thing is.
I listened to an interview. With the head of emergency preparedness for Children's Hospital in D.C. I love Children's Hospital. They treated Robert so, so well. And so I was listening especially close. And she says, one thing you need to keep in mind, this COVID, this baby is only 6 months old, essentially. Yeah. We don't even know what it's going to be like when it turns one.
Mm-hmm.
This is the unknowns here are off the charts. They're staggering because there's just no way to understand it. And that... over and above the fact that it's killed, 200,000 Americans?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The fact, that's scary. But what's horrifying is that we don't know. That's true.
It's true. Yeah. This from the control room, Pony Boy says, tell Robert not to squander that second chance.
That's a good point. Thank you, Pony.
Thanks for helping.
And you know what? Speaking of second chances, Pony should know because he's got a lifetime of them.
Yes.
Let me. So you were saying there were issues at the beginning, but the show yesterday. You know, I'll be very transparent about bitching about things. Mm-hmm. I have to be very transparent about when things look so much better, and they look just so. So tidy today. Everything seems to be right with the world.
I love sitting down to a board, Mike, when the board's not engaged and I have to fight to get it engaged.
Oscar's having some issues this morning with that.
Because I like to EQ the callers and I'm like, bebop, meep, 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 beep, bebop. And then I'm like, what? And like inside, it's an inner government of not yelling. I'm like, why is this not, like, why can't I EQ the talking head?
It's like you're locked out, right?
And then, because God forbid we have a producer in the room that would EQ the talking head. And that's all I'm going to do that. So I'm like, pop, 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 pop. I'm trying to fix it. And then I'm like, well, this thing's not engaged. Let me engage it. So then I'm fighting
so
through that.
Frustrated.
Yes,
you
that
know,
was it.
If I hadn't asked you, I wouldn't have known.
Yeah.
And well
Thank
done.
You. Thank you.
Handled well. I wish I could do the same thing. Unfortunately, by the way, I have to be fully transparent. I was having connectivity issues yesterday, but technically I could. Did you guys tape yesterday or are you taping today?
We're taping today. We couldn't tape yesterday because we wanted to make sure everything was right.
All right. So we were supposed to do the bonus show. I can't do it today. We were going to do it yesterday. I think that if you're going to give me a percentage of how much of the percentage of not doing the bonus show with me was connectivity and how much of it was my meltdown steroid rage personality. Give me a percentage of which was connectivity and which was steroid.
I can be honest with you, Mike, and I have no problem. Everyone else is scared. 5% was connectivity. 95% was you.
I was only going to go 90.
Right at the end of the show yesterday, it was such a great show. We had a great visit with Nikki Diamond, and we had Joe Theismann. It was so hard for me, and they couldn't see what I was looking at, and technical issues were sometimes there's just a tipping point for me, and with the roid rage that I was experiencing, I thought I was sent home, and that's exactly what happened. I was sent home.
Well, the reason that you boiled over is the fact that you're still a 7 handicap, and Joe's a 2.
Yeah, well, nothing changes. Nothing changes. But getting back to our pool of 32. Yes.
32.
This
is
the pool. Not only is this a big money pool if you win, because it's hard to win, and that number apparently is very hard for a team. You go through the scores. I think there was one last year. But sometimes it goes like to the very end of the season, and I think they roll it over, but it's just something I wanted to be in. So I have to realize the real in-the-know football people, I'm not sure about the Bears because I'm not a Bears fan, and I don't know how their defense is supposed to be, but I think it's supposed to be good. So I might be boned, but I'm not quite sure. But on any given Sunday,
I know why you love this pool. Is that once you're in, you don't have to do anything.
Trubinsky. What is it?
Trubinsky.
I don't think it's Trubinsky.
Who is Trubinsky?
Isn't it Trulinski?
I mean, we have the internet. It's Trubinsky.
Well, we don't have anybody that knows sports. They don't even know what question.
I'm the one up the quarterback's name. I'm the only a-hole in the room that said something.
I know. Oh, I'm just but
he's the Bears quarterback?
Yes.
He's one of mine. He's Polish.
All right.
The ski.
Yeah. Yeah. Right. We could get together and have ourselves some nice potato
Mitchell
dumplings.
Trubisky.
Is that Trubinsky?
No, it's not Trubinsky. It's Trubisky.
What did you have?
Well, no, I'm just, it didn't sound right to me. I had Trulinski.
Okay, well then we're both in the same boat.
Yeah.
Put all your money in mybookie.com and use the code TMOS.
That's what
I'm
you need to do.
I'm going to website chicagobears.com right now. Yeah. Trubisky's new mindset, fueled by self-confidence.
There's no N in the bin?
There is no, I'm going there. Mitchell Trubisky, Trubisky.
Do you remember when we were on our road trip? It was on the DVD. We stopped at a Dunkin' Donuts in Joliet, and the guy in front of me says, "I want a cup of coffee, black coffee."
What's his quarterback rating, Mike? Does it say?
It doesn't say it right
Thumbs
here. They're
up.
Talking about the adversity he experienced in the previous season.
Mm-hmm.
After being named the winner of the Bears quarterback competition on Sunday, Mitchell Trubisky revealed that he was motivated by the adversity he experienced last season and during the off season. Would you like a quote?
Yes, please.
"I just accepted it as a challenge. It really pushed me every day mentally to just want to get better and want to prove everyone wrong better and want to prove everyone wrong and make sure." I'm sure he doesn't have a thick Chicago accent. He went to the Pro Bowl in 2018, though, after helping the Bears win the NFC North title.
Good-looking guy, for what it's worth.
He was part of an offense that failed to perform up to expectations in 2019.
Yeah, but you see, you're ignoring the elephant in the room. What about the defense?
That's the thing I got to pay attention to.
That's what
you got
to look at.
Of 32.
32.
I want that money bid. And I don't want to wait. And by the way, I want to wait for it. I want to like the 12th week. That's what I want. I was just disappointed last night in the big blowout.
You know who would answer that question? Who would answer the question about the defense is Bill Swirsky's super fans.
Hi, I'm Bill Swirsky. I'm a super fan. We're going to get that. So let me see.
The
game
Bears.
Last night. Can anyone answer for me? And you work, excuse me, how you doing, Mike? You work with ESPN. Oscar,
yes.
What is the deal with fans? Why were there fans at the game? So in the NFL, are they going to have some fans
from,
at games?
What is it,
fans.
76,000 at Arrowhead to 17,000 socially distanced, or if you're within the family of different parameters.
Right.
So, yeah, there is going to be a tiered down fan experience for
none at FedEx. No fans.
It really depends on the organization.
Yeah.
And
okay. All right. I didn't know they were going to have fans at all.
You know. So.
But Dan Snyder did announce they will sell merchandise online.
Okay, Rob. Thank you. That's enough. That's enough.
On the interweb.
Yeah, so. Good game. Way to go. Good start for the season for Kansas City. Nobody scored 32 points. That's all I care about. When we come back, Rob, have I talked about my TV show, The King of the Cruise?
No, you've been teasing it, and you said that I'm going to love it.
It's your kind of show. You're going to love it the way I loved it. And,
bring it.
You know, not everybody will love it, but I'll tell you all about it when we come back on The Mike O'Mara Show.
Well, hey there. It's me, Winslow. I'm a Boston Terrier. I'm just like most dogs. I eat, I poop, I fart, I smell other dogs' butts, I pee on things to show ownership, but the one thing that's special about me is my owner. He's wicked smart. He uses the TMOS Shopping Center at MichaelMarishow.com, Target, and Walmart. It's great for dog food, treats, those squeaky toys I like so bad, and carpet cleaner. Yeah, sorry about that. I had to pee wicked bad. Shop at the TMOS Shopping Center. MichaelMarishow.com. Johnny on the spot. Go Sox. Oh, and woof.
Johnny Thanks, on Winslow. The spot.
Yeah. Appreciate that. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Noom. Crash diets, always temporary. If you want to keep those pounds off, you have to adjust your lifestyle. That's why I love Noom. Noom helps users learn to develop new relationships with food through personalized courses. Noom teaches you why you do the things you do and gives you the tools you need to ditch bad habits and replace them with better ones. Noom is not a diet. It's a healthy and easy to stick to way of life. My favorite part is that Noom has one of the biggest food databases available. It has literally everything at a glance. Food tracking made easy. Ultra helpful when you're cooped up at home. It is the best. Oscar loves Noom.
Yes.
Carla loves Noom. Wow, you don't have to change it all in one day. Small steps are going to make you big progress. Sign up for your trial today at Noom. That's Noom.com/TMOS. What do you have to lose? Visit Noom.com/TMOS to start your trial today. That's Noom.com/TMOS and get started today with Noom. We would really, really appreciate that. So I do not know how I came across this other than maybe I saw a promo for it. But because it's a big, sloppy, fat guy,
yeah,
I had to do this. So
I'm in.
I have no idea whether this is getting any kind of buzz at all, but it says Curiosity Stream. But
oh,
you can
I know.
Get it,
I know. Do you have Curiosity Stream?
No, I got it on Amazon. I was
oh,
able to
man.
Get it
oh,
on Amazon.
I have a quick question for you, Mike, just if you can. I would just need you to focus your camera. There you go. Boom. Done. You moved around a little bit. I got you.
Yeah.
You're good.
All right. I must lean back.
Thank you. Thank you.
Let me see.
And what's There's... the name of the... It's called King of the Cruise?
King of the Cruise. This is a documentary that follows... A rich and extravagant Scottish baron spends his time on outrageous cruise ships amongst romantic couples, wealthy families, hardworking staff, and retired elderly. A floating micro-society appealing to some, revolting to others.
He's a baron?
He is a baron, and here's the thing. You have to make your own decision. Is he? Is he not?
Oh, okay.
Is he? Is he not? But the one thing he is a big fat guy.
And, I see him now.
If you like,
I'm
Rob
never,
and I being fat have always liked shows, movies about fat people. It's a...
This guy.
Is that him?
It's great. Yes,
is.
That's him.
That is.
Looks like he's maybe getting his toes done.
There he is. Yeah, he didn't like it. The water was too hot.
You remember the scene.
Baron Ronald Bush Risinger of Innerine spends his time in outrageous cruise ships.
Does he have a thick accent?
No. You're going to have to tune it in.
This
he
is
has
right.
an American accent.
Mike, I had this complete, and I'm sorry for being a rube when it comes to cruise. I've never been on a cruise ship or really, just seen them from port maybe once in my life.
Right.
And I didn't realize until we started working together here on the show that there's so many different types of cruise ships.
Oh, yeah.
There's like the ultra wealthy, luxurious.
Yeah. There are exclusive.
Exclusive. There are certain levels of the ship that you can access with your level of pass.
Oh, when that was a very big deal on the Disney cruise. It said, not on this deck, sir. Not on this deck.
You wouldn't wear shoes.
And the Disney
cruise.
The Disney cruise was higher end.
Yes, it was wonderful.
But if you like cruises, there are people that, by the way, everything has changed with the COVID right now, but there are people.
Because in the past, no one ever got sick on a cruise.
Well, 20 years ago when we started reporting these stories, I moved away. My only experience was one cruise, and I'm talking about my first marriage. Mm. Honeymoon was on the SS Norway.
It was a sailboat then.
It was a schooner. it was a schooner. Well, it was an English whaler.
That's right. And he said, we will take you to your room, Baron O'Mara.
We would get our we slept right next to the harpoons. It was really, really
here's
exciting.
Your hardtack.
So the Baron on the show, it looks like he goes to the most opulent, or he goes on the most opulent cruise ships in the world.
That is incorrect. No? He is on a celebrity cruise, at least in one of them. Which would be
middle tier, right?
Very I don't know enough about cruises to know.
This is what I know. Carnival is America's armpit, as far as cruise lines go. And then that's where you get like every single $59 a week, and then they get you with all the fees. Then you've got Then you've got celebrity.
Right.
Then you've got Royal Caribbean.
Right.
Yes. And then you've got the
princess.
Thank you. And then the Norwegian. At the
Norwegian.
Top, right.
Yeah. Then you get the little boats that are like the tiny exclusive
like the Viking
ones.
Ships.
I don't know.
River boats.
What is it called? No. I know Dom went on a really really expensive one years ago, and I forgot the name of it, but it was it's a smaller ship. I call this a regular cruise.
Okay.
This is like one of those behemoths you will see if you go to Miami. If you go to Miami.
Like the Vindom.
Oh, this has shots of the side of the boat where you just know. You're seeing this slow pan along the deck with all these people, and you're like, it's a feces factory.
Of course.
What it is. I mean, it's just sitting there. It's poop on water. That's what, and you see this, and it reinforced for me the reason I don't want to disparage anybody that loves to vacation that way.
Right. If you,
you
can
go on, you pay a flat fee,
happy,
if you like.
I like sandals is cool when I went with my wife and Todd at the time and his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
But I was just like, I don't know if I need all this food.
Right.
I don't need if I need all this thing, all inclusive, because
the thing is you're not even a fat guy. We did a cruise on our 10th anniversary, Carrie and I did. And it was a nice one. It wasn't top tier, but it was nice. And I remember the maitre d'
gets to know
you. By
the way, that's how you would describe most cruises, though. Nice.
Nice.
Yeah, it was nice.
Nice.
Well, you would never say awesome or
life-changing. The Disney cruise was awesome. The Disney one was awesome.
I do believe that.
That was an amazing thing.
It's expensive.
But the 10th anniversary cruise we did was fine. Something of the something was the name of the boat. And I remember at dinner, you get the same servers and the same maitre d' every night. So on a six-night cruise, they get to know you. And you sit down, and the guy says, how was your dinner, sir? I said, it was great. He says, would Monsieur like another prime rib? And I'm like,
that's why Rob. That's why Rob.
But I mean, when you think
about it, free meat.
That is almost obscene. That's obscene. But they
did you take
you.
It?
No, I did not. But I had an extra appetizer.
Here it is.
The snails were great.
All right, Rob is gonna love it. I know Rob. I know what Rob
does
likes.
Does he wear
he
a
likes
cape?
What I like.
Because I saw a picture of him in a cape.
He wears a king's cape. He is Rob. The scene you point out where he's getting a pedicure,
that's
probably
the one
be the one
online.
You enjoy the most.
Oh, good,
you'll enjoy
good,
that
good.
The most. But he is he's such a fat sloth, and that's
he's
what
he's wearing.
And just
a tux in one of these, Mike. And I'm sorry to cut you off.
He's wearing a kilt.
Okay,
and a tux like what you wear to a Scottish wedding.
Yes,
you know what I mean.
But that should look regal.
Right.
And classic yes. and classy. Right. He yeah. looks like he fell out of like a costume closet.
Well, also, I mean, when you get to a certain weight.
You might like it too, Oscar. You might like
I'm
it
mad
too,
at
really.
This guy is what I am.
No, when you get to a certain
him,
weight,
you're
if you
more
wear
mad at him. Right.
At a certain time, if you get to a certain size, when you wear a kilt, it's not classy. It's not cultural. It looks like you're lazy. It's the all sweat. Right. It's like sweatpants. Mm-hmm.
It is exactly like sweatpants. If you get it here, and here's the other thing, all right?
Okay.
I'll leave you with this before we
yes.
break. I have to tell you that his thing, he's a lonely guy. He's apparently married, but he's a lonely guy. Goes on the cruise, and his whole thing is, I'm a baron. I'm a baron, and that's how he initiates these conversations. And you will see that that's his thing. Mm-hmm. That's
sure.
his trip. And you'll be like Carla, who watched like 3 minutes of it and said, I hate him. Turn it off. That was it. So King of the Cruise this weekend,
all right.
folks. That's
Amazon.
My pick to click. Check it out and see if you enjoy
I know who he's married
that.
To, Mike. He's married to the Baroness.
Baroness? I don't even know. We'll take a break and come back with more on the Mike O'Mara Show, everybody.
I'm wondering if your love's still strong.
Oh!
Hello, ladies. Does your man look like me? No. Does he sound like me? No.
He's a Baron.
Could he be like me? Yes. If he started listening to TMOS every day... and bought the bonus show where you can listen to unlimited content about my travels, loves, dietary restrictions, and murderous plots against me involving chocolate cake, where you can learn, like nowhere else in the world, how to make cream-filled cannolis and serve them early in the morning to whoever he's with from the night before. So, ladies,
mm-hmm.
does your man want to be like me?
Mm-hmm.
You tell me. Ciao, belle.
Where'd he come from?
I just old time. Throwback Friday, Dale. Sympathetic diabetic.
Well, anyway, welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Fruitcake Futures.
Yay!
Everything just seems so depressing. Nikki Diamond's best friend from the Desert Greens retirement community in Pahrump, Nevada, is still feeling poorly. Joe Theismann is still a better golfer than me. And the most exciting part of my dreary day is when I successfully fit my man-sized hands into a size medium latex glove without splitting it. Unrewarding.
Unrewarding, Orson.
Don't you crave a bit of normalcy? Well, TMS Food Cake Futures. Buddy! Yeah, take you back to the good old days when everybody was eating fruitcake willy-nilly.
Grease, didn't you take a cruise on the Jack Tar?
On the Jack Tar. From the deck of the Jack Tar, jump aboard the Wesson Oil Winnebago.
Oh, no.
And let your taste buds transport you to happier times. One bite in these fruitcakes will remind you of a time when everything was right with the world,
dear.
TMOS Fruitcake Futures. Buy now, savor later. Thanks for being loyal to our foil. They taste even better than you remember them. Go to our website and buy as many as you like. Time is limited. You'll get them in time for the holidays. MikeO'MaraShow.com. Click the banner, and every purchase supports TMOS. Season's greetings to all of you. One last note, speaking of television.
Yes, please.
Messieurs Spiewak and Santana. Welcome back to Ozark. I went back. Well, it is a great television
oh,
show.
Oh, nice.
Oh, because you were anti-Ozark for a while,
yes.
and now
yes.
you're back on board.
Season three, I pick it up where he gets kidnapped.
Mm-hmm.
And I was all in. I think it's pretty good. Man, oh, man. They stay together, but they hate each other.
They
but
each
you know
other.
What? That show is really got something that you don't see much of. It has an amazing amount of star power. I think
yep.
the two leads are so charismatic that even if the show wasn't great, which it is, mm-hmm. it would be enough. Jason Bateman is so appealing. In everything he does, he can be a good guy or an absolute ass, and he's just still wonderfully appealing.
But he's
yeah, and they tweaked the casino, which I like.
Better.
They made
well,
the casino a little bit
yeah.
better, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Maybe
yeah.
more money got put into the production
also,
budget. So yes,
it what's the best way to put it? It is so it's hard to get not hate, But a show where you root, somebody in your home can root for one person and somebody in your home can root for another person, for example.
Oh, it's a little divisive, yeah.
I know my wife roots for the wife of who plays
Jason. Laura Linney.
Yeah, Laura Linney.
Yeah.
And I know that I'm rooting for Jason Bateman. I'm like, man.
I'm rooting for Jason Bateman.
He's just trying to fix everything. I root for the daughter. Yeah. And you're just so power hungry. You know what I mean? Yeah.
But Jason Bateman is the guru.
Yes.
He's the guru.
He's the captain.
He's the guru. His brain is the money laundering brain of the operation, and she's just a power hungry, nasty woman who's mentally ill.
And Ruthie this season, oh my god!
Yeah, Ruthie's the little blonde.
Yeah.
Okay,
French toast sticks.
Right. Yeah.
You still have Shannon's promo?
What's
where Shannon sounds like Ruthie?
Oh, she does.
Right.
Oh my god, she sounds like Ruthie.
When Shannon gets hammered.
Yes.
I say, look, the Southern Maryland comes out in you.
You know what? Actually, I do have a, we'll be running it today, as a matter of fact. So,
okay,
we'll have a little bit of it.
It is very engaging, and I think I miss that one. Sometimes I step away, and then I come back, and man, it's hitting on all a danger.
Even from season one? Because season one is important to understand sort of the way Jason Bateman's mind works, because he comes from a brilliant financial background, which makes it a little more feasible that he can come up with these harebrained schemes and make them work, because he comes from a moneyed background.
I have a vague memory of that, and then we're in season three now.
It's
season
fine
two,
cash businesses to launder the money, so he buys strip clubs
for the drug cartel,
shipyards, you know? Instead of fledgling.
And I felt bad for that horse. I truly felt bad for that horse.
Can you believe that?
Sorry, that's my quick throwaway. Oh, and Dirk Fastrick, you're a very generous man. Thank you. Last thing, Dirk sent a very nice anniversary gift for my wife and I.
That's
and I have
sweet.
To say this: tomorrow is the day, September 12th. 11 years with Carla, and so you'll see the post tomorrow morning on Facebook. 12 years ago, I married my best friend. No, you won't. No, I will simply say that nobody in my life has ever, managed me better and steered me in the right direction.
Well, thanks a lot.
Why don't you, instead of making it about you, make it about her? Just say what a lovely person she is and how proud you are to be her husband.
Go get her a handful of daisies and give it to her and say, hey, baby. Thanks.
We're giving each other long foot rubs. That's our anniversary present.
Oh, nice.
Oh, just like the Baron.
Well, her birthday's next week, so I'm sorry. We're not going to make it the 2 weeks of her. All right? I mean, come on. Give me a break.
That's never happened, has it?
Yeah, she's great. She's wonderful. I was trying to be nice before I got directed.
She's
I'm trying
fine.
To say,
she's fine.
I'm just, and she is, look, there are people that spend time together. There are couples that don't spend time together. We spend all the time together anyway, and then with COVID, even more. Mm-hmm. And I'm very much in love with my wife.
And you're here because of her.
That's right.
We'll leave it at that. That's right. She saved my life. If I wasn't married to Carla, I would be dead. I love you, honey bunny.
Turn there the TV down, dear.
Yes, turn the TV down. I love you, Carla. I don't know if you can hear me. Can you hear me? No. We'll be right back with Oscar's Take right here.
Yes, Oscar's Take.
On the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hey, Oscar, here's Ruthie. Ready?
Thank you.
Yeah.
This is Z Wants Candy.
Well, we should have something sweet.
She loves candy.
Airheads, they're sour. Sour Patch. The watermelon flavored ones.
Sweet Tarts.
Nerds. Black Licorice.
Shannon.
Good and Plenty. Chocolate.
A Hershey bar.
Peanut butter cup.
Mary Jane's.
Watermelon. I ate all of my favorite candies.
Don't worry, Peach. You can stock up on all your favorites through the Mike O'Mara Shopping Center. Click the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
There she is.
Thanks, Peach.
There she is.
I put bird seed on your car.
Anyway, welcome back. I'm all in.
That's funny.
That was fantastic. Oh, she's so brave against those big mafia guys.
Oh, she really is.
We all know the school year is different. We all know that. As parents, it can be time-consuming to give your kids the extra help they need, especially now. Here's a bit of help. KiwiCo can deliver a science fair or an art class right to your door. Mm. I was even surprised by how much I loved it as an adult. KiwiCo actually got Michael interested in astronomy thanks to his solar spinner and his constellation lantern. And don't get me started on the kaleidoscope.
You loved it.
Before that. These are real engineering, science, and art projects. The quality is amazing. We have another one sitting out there that we haven't opened yet, and I'm really excited about that, who's delivered to the door. It gets to you every single month. Plus, there's no commitment, so you can pause or cancel at any time. This makes your child think. And when you have a lot of little screens going, even in some cases for going to school, like my son with virtual learning, it's good to get something real that they can get their hands on. KiwiCo is redefining learning with hands-on projects that build confidence, creativity, and critical thinking skills. There's something for every kid or kid at heart at KiwiCo. We genuinely love it. Get your first month free on select crates at KiwiCo.com/TMOS. That's KiwiCo.com/TMOS. And now, seems like a long time since we've done this.
Well, it's because we had the cocktail party last week.
Yeah,
it's been a couple weeks.
Exactly what it is. But it's time for Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
A review and comment on the news of the day, as only our Bolivian Bloviator can do it. The views expressed by Oscar Santana in no way reflect the views of the Mike O'Mara Show, its listeners, or any right-thinking citizens of the United States. And now, without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, Oscar's Take.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar, according to a new survey, 2 out of 3 single people on dating apps say they've lowered their standards because of the pandemic. The main reasons are they haven't liked being alone while they were quarantining, and they're getting more they're getting more worried about finding a relationship. The survey also found 3/4 of people say they've spent more time talking with people they meet on dating apps before they get together during this time. So standards are lowering during the pandemic. What say you, my friend?
From a guy, Mike, that bought a good portion before I bought the house I currently am, put my life savings into, in Match.com, MTCH, at $12.
Right.
And then sold it at, it was maybe $21. And now it's at $120.
Wow.
I made the worst mistake of my life in buying the house in Georgetown and also selling that stock. So I look at this all the time because I want it to succeed. Like I'm like a cutter. I go back and I want to see like how much did I lose? Like what opportunity did I miss
out on? That's not healthy.
It's not healthy, Mike. But I know. So I know very well what the dating landscape looks like these days.
Mm-hmm.
And this dating landscape has never been better for those with the gift of gab, especially with decent grammar, where you could probably, let's say you're a 4, you're an ugly dude sitting at home, or you're a 4 and you're maybe got for ladies, I guess eyes in the beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So I'm not going to go that way. Let's say with guys, right. You're a 4, you're a Rob Spiewak,
and you're
out there on the app. You're single, you're young, and you're healthy, and you're doing this best. You can to stay at home. Your sheer wit and time, you could chisel away at a 7 or 8 or 9 over time on these apps because you have the opportunity to engage. Prior to COVID-19 and the pandemic, it was literally nuts to butts. You see a girl, you swipe, you meet up, and you're good to go. But you both
physical.
You both have to be good looking. Both have to be good looking. Now it's like, that guy has great abs, but he has nothing going on upstairs because he can't even hold a conversation.
They're forced to take some time, right?
Those English majors, those comic book nerds, God bless them, that are creative, are now getting their due shot at these
wonderful
8s, 9s, and possibly 10s.
Wow, nice. That is spectacular. I didn't know it was going to go like that on Oscar's Take, ladies
Oscar's
and gentlemen.
Oscar's Take.
Oscar. Another survey found 34% of Americans have had an adult beverage during work hours, you think?
What?
The states that are most likely to drink at work are Alaska, Maine, New Mexico, and Oklahoma. And I guess technically on the Mike O'Mara Show, we've done that just about as much as anybody. So what say you? 34% of Americans
really judge those who drank at work until I got into radio.
Mm-hmm.
And it was weird to see, even when I was younger and I was an intern for the Junkies in, I would say, 2001, 2002, or WHFS. And then they'd had their annual drunk show. I'm like, what's that about? And then I got into Don and Mike as I was getting a ride back to WVU. And then I was like, man, they do have all these specials, like some absinthe liquor. So your my mind, as far as drinking at work, has completely, and the lens I looked that through, is completely different than anyone else's. If I'm in business school.
Right.
And when I was in business school, I remember it was, do not get hammered at any of these cocktail parties.
Yeah, there was a time when it was. And, of course, going back to my dad working for a big insurance company in the advertising department, would be the martini lunches.
Mad Men
era, right? Where they'd have the martini lunch, you know? Life's
and maybe a bottle, in the drawer. But never can tell.
If you look, if it's the evening or afternoon and you've done all your work and woe is me, you've had a day, who am I to say or to frown upon you taking advantage of the time?
Well, when the thing happens that's happening up there in Washington, Oscar, and if you get some nice digs over there, I suggest maybe a little thing in the corner, you know, maybe a little bar there. Yeah. I think that would be.
I'm gonna wait till 2021 to do something like that.
Yeah,
gotta keep your eye on. This is the thing, you can't take Ubers anymore,
right?
Like, so the drunk driving situation is at its apex if you drink at work.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Right?
Yeah, you can't take the. It sucks.
Terrible. You can with the windows sort of down, but you know
it's not at the apex for me. Mine was some time ago when it hit the peak.
You're listening to Oscar's.
Don't take
Oscar's
a drive.
Oscar's take. Oscar peeps. This really should be Rob's take. Peeps announced they won't be making Halloween or Christmas peeps this year like they normally do, and they won't be making Valentine's Day ones for February either. It's because the pandemic had a serious impact on production at their factory. So
in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Going Bethlehem, is that really where they make peeps?
I believe it is, yeah. Uh-huh.
I didn't know that.
Because I did that. I did a one-off candy show at WJFK once, and I think we interviewed a guy from Peeps.
Well, they're in trouble.
I judge those who like peeps. My wife loves peeps. She likes them frozen, so I'll pick some up once in a while. There's a reason, people, that those things are like 99 cents.
Mm-hmm. Question, like, I'm sorry to interrupt. Yes. Does she like them frozen or does she like them stale?
No, she says I put them in. Well, she would like me to put them in the freezer when I get them.
Because I like them when they're stale. I will freeze them, obviously, not this Halloween.
I have no interest in a peep whatsoever. It's a marshmallow.
Marshmallow is better, right?
Yeah, marshmallow is better.
As far as supply chain is concerned, I don't. Look, candy, there's this big movement right now to not cancel Halloween. I don't think Halloween's being canceled. You can do what you want if you want to. This is still America.
We're going to a thing.
Yeah, people are doing the best they can.
They're handing out candy at the old folks' home, so that's where we're going.
Candy's Halloween's outside.
Yeah, so
The people that are doing a Halloween, it's the kids in the neighborhood. For the first time in my life that I'm in a real neighborhood that's going to have trick-or-treating, they do a thing in the driveway, and then the kids go house to house.
They're wearing masks.
Someone at the peeps department said, look, we can put out a press release and pretend people cared about peeps during Halloween.
Yeah, it's an Easter egg.
And then save a ton of money and then raise awareness.
We'll and then get ready for our big Easter push.
Yeah.
That's right.
All right. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen.
Take.
Couple more here. Oscar, Wheel of Fortune returns for its 38th season on Monday with COVID-related changes. First of all, there will be rigorous testing protocols to make sure contestants and everyone else, especially Pat, is
healthy.
Charlie O'Donnell. Also, the contestants will have to stay 6 feet away from each other. And in order to keep the cooties off the wheel, they'll be told to use something called a spinning cap. That fits over the spokes when they spin it. I tune in just to see what it looks like. What's your take on that?
Pat, how much money do you have where you got to give someone basically a wheel condom to spin that thing around?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, why not take this time to reinvent the wheel and say, look, we've got a great wheel. Maybe a pedal like you have to stop it from going into a bonus territory or a million.
Oh, like an old crooked roulette wheel with the pedal?
Mike, I walk into buildings now, and if they don't have the sensor, beep, beep, boop, bop, bing, and then everything opens up.
Yeah.
Yep.
You have a foot, everything for the foot. Open up with a foot, pedal, open up. That would be great to raise awareness on your game show. Instead of taking a wheel condom, putting it on and spinning it around.
I'll tune in just to see the wheel condom.
I will tune in and see. Also, do you think they're going to really start? I know that's always sort of been an unsaid rule, but Vanna, please, no spitting.
No spitting.
Oh, Vanna.
Yeah. You're listening to Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Take. Finally, Oscar, Chuck, a guy named Chuck.
Yes.
You know him as Chuck Norris. He is suing the company that makes an ED drug called Provitra using him in an online ad that's designed to look like a Fox News article about his supposed issues. Chuck says it's all baloney. He doesn't have a problem down there. Apparently one of the claims in the ad revealed that his erectile dysfunction on Dr. Phil. He is suing for damages, and he also wants them to stop using his name and likeness. What say you on this particular
story? All people that should be suing for, I guess, use of their likeness, it's not Chuck Norris. Chuck Norris has been he'd been on the upside of a joke or the downside of a joke for years now.
Right.
It seems like it's comedy fodder. And for him to get upset about this, why hasn't he been upset for the past 10, 20 years about all the Chuck Norris jokes that are completely hack?
You're right.
He says he's functional down there, so he wants to make sure people know that.
And also, what is in people's men's DNA that even if that's not true,
right,
and you're not like Chuck Norris, that you have to tell people, oh, no, I got it going. It makes me not believe you.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm willing to do an ED ad for $75.
Right?
Just send me a check.
I'd do it for trade.
And free pills.
For trade. Thank you very much. That's Oscar's Take, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah. We will take a break when we come back. Our final audio vault of the week right here on the Mike O'Meara Show. Sing it, ladies.
Like to learn more about the Mike O'Meara Show? The Library of Congress recommends these books. Bad Dog, Shaming Your Chihuahua to Cure Its Incontinence, Grounded, Literacy and the Modern ESOL Student, and One Fish, Two Fish, Red Loofah, Blue Loofah. These and many interesting books aren't found in your local library, but if you'd like to read more, shop Walmart and Target through the TMOS Shopping Center and share your favorites at the TMOS Fans Book Club and Recommendations page on Facebook. We'll be happy to help you read more about it.
Thank you very much. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show, brought to you by MyBookie. Welcome back, NFL.
Yeah.
A football weekend. Mm-hmm. We have a football weekend. Welcome back also, MyBookie. Great game last night. Not as close as I wanted it to be. We're looking at a jam-packed weekend of football action. I promise you, it's more fun to watch when you're invested. Yes, it is.
That's
the truth, Ruth. So let your winning season begin today only at MyBookie. That means doubling your first deposit, plus survivor pools, super contests, and squares. Sign up now and get your first deposit matched dollar for dollar all the way up to $1,000. And don't forget the MyBookie Super Contest. This is great. Listen to this. I know you're going to love it. If I do, you're going to love it. Just pick 5 NFL games against the spread each week to have a chance at $100,000 guaranteed in cash prizes. I just love the idea of doing
so
that.
So cool. So cool.
You
fun.
Pick the underdogs. It's very, very cool. Plus all the other ways. You pick your regular games. It's great at MyBookie. Time to celebrate the NFL season with some extra cash in your pocket. Plus, MyBookie has thousands of bets to choose from the NFL to the NBA playoffs, from live betting to championship futures. Everything and every play you want is waiting at MyBookie. Make your picks, win big, collect your cash. Use promo code TMOS and double your first deposit, and do it now at MyBookie.com. We love them. Let's open up the audio vault for today. This is Anniversary Eve, as we call it. It's actually... Take a time today and remember September 11th and what happened then. It's good to remember. Never forget that happened. I was in that city that day. Terrible, terrible day. Take it away, Rob Spiewak.
Dogs are great. Love dogs. And I love the way people talk with dogs and deal with dogs. This looks like it might be a Chihuahua mix. It's a little guy. And it was a video that was yesterday trending. The owner is giving him what he says, is giving the dog his morning kisses. And the dog is fighting it, but not too much. I think the dog kind of likes it.
Listen to this.
All right.
Because Winslow and Frankie fight every day now. Every day.
Oh, no.
I have a sound. I have a sound. So you're saying this Chihuahua mix is resisting?
Yeah, a little bit, but he's staying put. He's grumpy, is what I'll say.
I have not heard this sound. I'm just going to take a shot in the dark here and say that the sound is going to be something like. Let's see if I'm right.
All right. All right. Grab your wheel spinning cup, spin the wheel, and let's see how you did. Here's the grumpy dog. Sorry,
no,
buddy.
Not even close.
And it didn't mention it in the descriptor on YouTube, but I'm guessing the guy is unmarried.
All right. Let me tell you this. I will attempt to do this over the weekend for Monday's show. Hold my feet to the fire on this one. Did you get your audio? I will attempt to record a battle between Winslow and Frankie. I'm going to tell you
what
something.
What are they fighting about?
Politics. Move on. You win. I'll play it for you. I can't say anything after that.
Mike, Dr. Phil, don't call him daddy. Apparently, there's a thing online, and when people are like, you know, commenting and stuff, they call Dr. Phil daddy. He doesn't like it.
You have to stop commenting daddy on all of my posts. I ain't your daddy. I hate to break it to you, but I ain't your daddy. And your real daddy's probably getting his feelings hurt. I appreciate the support. It's a little weird, but I do appreciate the support.
Don't call me daddy.
Hey, so you're saying talking on Instagram or something?
Is it a specific person?
No, it's a trend that people are commenting on his Instagram, on the gram, and they're calling him daddy.
Yeah, well, think about this. It's probably like some advice that he's posting, right?
Right.
And then someone's like, daddy. You know? Yeah.
I'll go back to call him what I usually call him.
What's that?
DB.
That's good. D does not stand for daddy. Good news. For the first time in a long time, Bruce Springsteen has released a record with the E Street Band.
Mm.
And to me, this is just great news because they're such a musically solid organization. The piano, man, is so good.
You know what it is with him?
What?
It's Bruce.
Yeah. I love it.
Sing the phone book, dude.
It's such a good record. Yeah.
Instantaneous Bruce.
Yeah.
That's all. It gets just simple chords. It's Bruce.
Makes me happy.
And I hope that when all this is behind us, he tours with that organization again. That's the one. I think if I had to name one band that I could see that I haven't seen yet, I've seen Bruce Springsteen. But I've never seen him with the E Street Band. I would
love.
Long
concert. He gives a marathon concert. Always has.
Good stuff. Yep. A lady got yelled at by a judge because she spit on a McDonald's worker because she didn't get her cookie.
And at this point, you spit on her. You just spit on her during this pandemic. What's the reason for your attack? You didn't get your cookie?
Yes, Your Honor.
Because you didn't get a cookie, this is the proper response. These are kids just trying to get through a night of work in the heat of the pandemic when everyone is scared to death for their lives.
Again, I'm greatly remorseful, and I feel terrible about how it has impacted their life.
She's remorseful.
She's saying sorry.
Yeah, but do you know how mad she would have been if they told her that the ice cream machine was broken?
You spit on her over a cookie.
I won't bore you with the tape, but Kim Kardashian did go on Instagram and reveal she only has 5 toes, not 6 toes. Mm. Okay, so the lies have to stop. Now we close
that's
with
not
this.
A toe.
Did you hear the rumor that Kris Jenner's joining the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills?
You mean, Kris, the mother of Kim?
Yeah, when?
Because they've canceled.
She's going to join. Really? And they bumped out. Who did they bump out?
Denise Richards.
Denise Richards got bumped.
She left.
She's gone.
And there's a rumor that Brandi Glanville and her had an affair. Yeah, you know.
I might start watching that show again. That's pretty cool.
I'd watch that tape. Okay, Hawaii, Mike, there is a press conference going on. And as always, there is a sign language lady next to the guy that's communicating this press conference. And someone yells out a horrible, disparaging thing. And what I love about it, this is a little visual, so I beg you to imagine. The sign language lady has to sign language, the heckle from the audience.
Okay. All right.
So this is the press conference yesterday in Hawaii.
That is a gathering that is prohibited. Someone with strong opinions about what we're doing.
So what I learned today.
So the FU was signed? They
yes,
signed the FU.
What I learned is that FU involves the middle finger in the sign language.
Oh, does it really?
Yeah.
Hey, and real quick, sign language people. Yeah. What's the deal? Right? Some of them stand up there and just do the very thing. And then there are other people who go.
Oh, I know. Some of them.
Right?
Like
they're trained to do it that way. Right?
Greek theater. But yeah. it was great because there was a small pause. And then the sign language lady went like. So anyway, that's your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
All right, well, thank you, boys. I feel guilty this week. Just, you know,
don't.
Take advantage
Mike,
of that.
When you
take
advantage go to the of doctor, me next week. You got to go to the doctor.
When you got to get that sixth toe removed,
you
got to get that sixth toe removed.
Thank you very much. Yeah, the Kardashian toe. That's what they call it. It's a form of a, well, genital warts. Okay, there it is. I said it.
Mike, we got to get out of here. A wart should not have a nail on it.
Exactly. Oh, that's nasty. For Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana, hey, this weekend, spend your entire weekend buying fruitcakes, okay?
Yes. Two a day.
Can you do that for us? Can they teach you
Brad.
That here? We'll see you on Monday with a brand new episode. And thank you, thank you, thank you for Rob and Oscar, Ponyboy Matt Bloom, who endured an awful lot of pain this week. And
we made it.
Returning Woo. Maddie made Masiello it. On Monday, the Michael Bear is saying so long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
What's the matter with you people? I was joking! Don't you know a joke when you hear one?
Hey, okay? Ah!
Well, I don't get the brain, they ain't cold, but they're
the best is yet to come.